Hi, I'm Michal Spiegelman, and I'm excited to share with you some excerpts from my book, Becoming Soulful, Six Keys for Profound Transformation in Your Therapy, Coaching, and Healing Practice. This collection includes passages from different parts of the book to give you a taste of what's inside. Let's begin with a few sections from the introduction. I had tears of joy in my eyes as I accepted my social work degree on a sunny summer day in 1987. I was overwhelmed with gratitude stepping up to the stage in my graduation gown and mortarboard, eager to solidify my born desire to help others. However, it didn't take long before I was challenged by the limitations of my education and abilities. My new job proved emotionally draining, and I found it less fulfilling than I had imagined. I felt something vital was absent from my therapeutic resources. Despite learning some of the latest theories and practices at the time, my approach to healing was narrow. I had a little understanding of the body as an energy storehouse and lacked the skills to see the person as a whole. Eventually, I followed my inner call, broadening my approach to include holistic methods, Reiki, meditation, color healing, and body work. This expansion allowed me to enhance the therapeutic journey by integrating the healing of mind, body, spirit, and soul. It was years later when the same guiding voice within urged me to seek out new tools and delve deeper into my capabilities. Another defining moment unfolded at the conclusion of a weekend training with my life coaching school, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, IPEC. We engaged in a lighthearted, playful exercise where we, the aspiring coaches, were tasked with responding to scenarios and demonstrating our coaching strategies. I found myself in the spotlight, rising to the challenge and eventually being celebrated as the victor of the coaching exercise. During the applause, a sense of sacredness enveloped me, reminding me of the humility and gratitude I experienced at my social work graduation. Filled with anticipation, I looked forward to creating an even greater impact in the world. Every time I was unknowingly ready to take the next evolution of my work, my inner voice nudged me to step out of my comfort zone. As a medical intuitive spiritual mentor and the founder of Beacons of Change Community, I had reached a high point of fulfillment. Using my training in a wide range of healing modalities, along with my intuitive nature, I support women in uncovering the root causes of their physical symptoms, stress, and trauma-related conditions, and then I help them heal. Empowering women to live, love, and lead at full power fills me up. Yet, once more, it was this whisper of my soul that encouraged me on to encapsulate the trauma-informed healing method I had honed over 3 decades. With immense honor, I introduced this language, process, and framework through the pages of this book. What is a soulful healer? A soulful healer embodies a therapy, coaching, or healing arts professional who adopts a comprehensive approach integrating spiritual, soulful, and somatic practices within the work while upholding the values and principles laid out in the Soulful Healer's Manifesto. A soulful healer is not confined to those with official titles or professional credential. This term equally applies to individuals, particularly women, who are on a profound journey of self-discovery. These women strive to deepen their relationships with themselves and others, live a purposeful life, and make a significant positive impact both in their own lives and on those around them. They embody the essence of soulful healing by integrating it into their daily living, providing that the path of a soulful healer is open to all who are called to it. The Soulful Healer's Manifesto. We stand together as a collective, knowing that healing together outshines healing alone. We recognize the interconnectedness of the mind, body, spirit, and soul, and champion an integrated approach to our sacred work. We prioritize self-care. We are humble yet confident in our gifts. We navigate challenges with grace. We listen to inner guidance, allowing our souls to speak. We create safe spaces for healing. We uncover root causes and lead with grounded wisdom. As guides for transformation and self-discovery, we serve as conduits for healing, influencing the collective consciousness. By embodying healing in our own lives, we facilitate healing in the lives of others. Empowered to empower others, we create freedom inside and out. Together, we infuse our lives with greater empowerment, spirituality, authenticity, insight, vitality, and embodiment. In the symphony of healing, we are bound by a shared journey towards holistic well-being. As one, we dance to the rhythm of our unique hearts and souls, expanding our impact and leaving a lasting mark on the world. Our soul has the potential to be a perfect guide. She yearns for deeper meaning, expansion, and growth. She longs to guide us on the path of becoming soulful healers, empowering us to reach our full potential. By becoming soulful healers, we contribute to alleviating the trauma, suffering, and pain that are so prevalent in today's world. Next, I'll read a few segments from Chapter 3, Authenticity, Nurturing a Connection with the Soul. The Soul's Medicine, Infusing Daily Life with Sacredness. We've all felt a sense of emptiness sometimes, as though something within us is absent. This void can result from traumatic events, personal crises, global disasters, or significant life changes, leading to a detachment from our souls. Looking back at your life, can you identify those moments, a significant crisis, a transition, or a life-changing that left you feeling depressed? Could these be the times you were disconnected from your soul? Put on your professional hat. Many practitioners are well-versed in the complex dance between physical ailments and emotional states, recognizing that often our physical distress has emotional roots. No one in our profession takes lightly seeing a distressed client. Instead, we are united by a shared drive to foster profound healing. In our quest, soulful healers go beyond the standard arsenal of breathing exercises and mindfulness practices. We are committed to finding methods that ignite healing from within, tapping into the deepest wellsprings of wellness. Think back to moments when you've been burdened with emotional fatigue, recognizing the need to rejuvenate to better engage with your clients. Your initial step may be to get some rest, schedule a day dedicated to self-care, or step away from your professional duties for a brief break. Professionals often ask me, "I've taken a self-care break and got plenty of rest. Why don't I feel rejuvenated?" In the thick of the pandemic, as I poured my energy into supporting others through my private practice and classes, I reached my crisis point. The weight of collective anxiety and personal responsibility became overwhelming. Seeking relief, I paused to reset, immersing myself in the familiar self-care rituals. I rested, took meditative walks, and deepened my Reiki and meditation practices. These efforts brought physical relief and inner peace, yet something within remained unfulfilled, an emptiness that physical rest and mental relaxation could not touch. In this quiet acknowledgement of my inner void, I turned inward, seeking guidance from my soul. I engaged in soul journaling, a process of asking a question followed by free writing to tap into the wisdom that lay beneath the surface. The message from my soul was unmistakable. It longed not for simple relaxation and stillness, but for a space where intentional movement and music could flow freely. Since then, my daily practice has been enriched by intentional movement and music that touches my soul deeply. The rhythm and melodies became a language through which my soul could speak and heal. As we peel back the layers of routine self-care, we often uncover spaces within us that remain unfilled, untouched by the typical wellness routine. Self-care and soul care are concepts that often overlap but stem from different approaches to well-being. Self-care keeps us well-functioning, while soul care makes our lives deeply meaningful. Finally, I'll share a segment from the ending of the book. Where to next? You can change the world. Yes, you have that power. And no, perfection is not a qualification. Healing is not reserved for the chosen few. It is a courageous journey we can all embark upon. Growth and change do not occur in a straight line. The process of personal growth looks like a series of spirals, each one leading up to the next. Consider this. No matter where you stand on this path, even when you find yourself in the depth of a spiral, at its lowest point, you are still further along than you were at the start of the previous one. Our quest to become soulful mirrors this spiral progression. Ascending this spiral, we experience both peaks and valleys. It's important to periodically pause, look back at how far we have come on our spiral journey, and acknowledge our progress. Can you envision your own spiral of growth among the sea of spirals, each belonging to other soulful healers? Do you see how you are part of a collective of people all dedicated to becoming soulful? In our collective existence, the healing of one benefits the healing of all, forming a symbiotic relationship of restoration. As we tend to our spirits, we cast ripples of healing across the world. You are more than just a traveler on this path to change. You are the path itself. Every step you take holds the power to change reality. Each of us is a beacon, a solitary flame with the soulful power to pierce the darkest night. Alone, we are whispers of hope in the silence. Together, we become a collective force that can transform the world. We have a world to change, and the change starts with us, guided by our soul. And that concludes our collection of excerpts from Becoming Soulful, 6 Keys for Profound Transformation in Your Therapy, Coaching, and Healing Practice. I hope these passages have given you a glimpse into the heart and soul of the book and its potential to transform your practice, your life, personally and professionally. Thank you for listening.